Downtown Dayton is full of landmarks: the Levitt Pavilion, the Schuster Center, and the Wright Brothers flyover sculpture on Jefferson Street. Today, Community Voices producer Jim Kale answers one of your Why So Curious questions about a downtown icon with a buffalo's tail.
This is Jim Kale for Why So Curious with Gwen Owen.
I have been curious about the big buffalo statue that stands outside K-12 Gallery in downtown Dayton. So I looked at it again just this morning on my way in. I thought, what is your deal? See this big, serious, heavy-looking buffalo statue. And I feel like it must have a story. Where did that thing come from?
For that answer, I went to the K-12 TS Gallery at the corner of South Jefferson Street and South Patterson Boulevard, and asked longtime art supporter and fearless leader of the K-12, Jerry Stannard, just how the buffalo came to be there.
So that happened in 2015. Mark Parker, he drove up in the lot with a large buffalo bison on his truck. And he said, "Hey, what do you think about putting this out front to see if you can sell it?" I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. That would be a lot of fun.
So there was no preamble, there was no meeting
No.
where the board of directors got together and said, we need a buffalo?
No.
No. Somebody drove up unknown to you and asked you if you wanted a buffalo.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
No.
He's been here for 4 years and he doesn't have a name?
Well, he's still for sale.
Next, I tracked down the owner of the Nameless Buffalo, Mark Parker, proprietor of Westside Auto Salvage, and asked him how he came to own a 16-foot long, 9-foot tall, 5-foot wide fiberglass buffalo.
Buffalo originated from the Green. They had them in different places there. Then after the holidays, they put them in storage. Then what I was told was somebody else bought the Green, and they didn't want to put them up. So actually, they was in the parking garage of the Green. One day, I'm looking on Craigslist, and I called the guy, and I went up there, and I ended up cutting a deal, and I bought all 10 animals. We didn't think about coming out of the parking garage, but when we got to the end, it was so low, we couldn't get it out. So we had to unload it again. It took 10 of us to unload it and put it on these wheels and then roll it out of the garage and then put it back on his flatbed tow truck and bring it to where it is.
The buffalo has obviously become an icon and has found at least a temporary home at K-12. I asked Jerry about the buffalo's future.
So there's no clear path for what's going to happen to the buffalo?
No.
So if you were able to come up with the money to purchase him, or somebody decided to donate him or something like that, would he get a name?
He would definitely get a name.
Ohio was once the home of countless wild buffalo roaming the Great Plains. The huge herds are long gone, but downtown Dayton, Ohio is at least a temporary home to one nameless fiberglass buffalo. For Why So Curious, this is Community Voices producer Jim Kale.
Why So Curious is our series where you ask the questions and WYSO producers answer them on the air. Tell us what you're curious about by visiting our website, wyso.org.